So this is Butterfly reporting for JadenFinch.com. I'm at the intersection of Jaden Finch, of course, collecting signatures to bring more awareness, education around cops in schools. As of September 2009, Westview and all of the schools in the Jaden Finch community, excluding two of the Catholic schools, will have police officers in schools starting 2009. This is a debate for community consultation and for the community to have a voice and to be part of the decision making to have cops in schools. For JadenFinch.com, I'm Butterfly. Peace. So what's your take on cops in schools starting September 2009?
I think it's really dangerous for our youth. I think that they're already criminalized. They already deal with police brutality every single day on the streets of JadenFinch. And then to have them inside school is going to make the statistics of dropouts so much higher.
All right, so what's the importance of getting community awareness?
I think that the school needs to understand that they're not autonomous to the community. They're a part of the community. We make up the schools, and we live in the community, and the school is within the community. So we need to be directly involved, because it's a lot of parents, a lot of youth are coming up to us, and they're like, how could this decision be made without consulting us, without speaking to us, when it's something that's going to affect us so directly?
Okay. So what's one of the clear demands?
One of the clear demands is to have a community forum as soon as possible. We wanted to have it even before school started, but it's Friday now, so we're hoping within the first couple of weeks of schools to have a community forum that parents and residents can get together and could voice their concerns. We're not saying everybody has the same opinions about it, but we're saying at least that those opinions be heard.
It's extremely important that we make sure that we're fostering good relationships between the youth and the police in the area. Specifically because if we go into the schools, you know, you're starting them off with a negative perspective already. You know, right off the bat, they're seeing themselves as criminals. You know, the fact of the matter is, if you look around, you know, the only other places that you're going to see police officers is going to be in the prisons themselves. Now, if they're already being treated like criminals, you know, what's to stop them from acting like criminals? That's motivating them. You're saying to them, you know what, I consider you a criminal. So live up to my expectations. And personally, I think we should be, you know, uplifting them in other ways and making sure that, you know, we have other opportunities so that they're not even looking at that lifestyle to begin with. They don't have that, you know, mindset to start off with. They should be encouraged, and they get involved with other opportunities, whether it be in sports or entrepreneurship. You know, I would love to see a lot more programs dedicated to starting your own business. I'd love to see a lot more business loans and grants and things being given to people from these types of communities, because they're very creative people.
I think that, first of all, this is not the place for them. I feel that, you know, we should be, first of all, the kids have already decided that they don't want cops in the school, especially at Westview. Because I was present when they voted no, they did not want the cops. We had a community function at forum at Westview, and the majority of people, except for two people from Jeffries, said no. The majority said yes.
So for reference, in November 2008, there was a community consultation at Westview Secondary School where the community pretty much unanimously voted against the cops in school, and we did have the backing of Stephanie Payne at that time. Since then, June 30th, there was an article published by the Toronto Star quoting Stephanie Payne that there will be cops in schools in 2009, rolling out in the middle of September. So why is it important that parents or the greater community knows about or are a part of decision making?
Because the school can't function without the community. Without the community, there is no school, because parents are the ones who have kids who are in the schools. So it's important for them to listen to the community, to listen to parents, and especially to listen to student voice. If we're wanting students to be the leaders, and we're claiming them as leaders of tomorrow, we need to set an example, first of all, at least letting them know that they're heard. Secondly, exploring the options they presented, like having more social workers, for instance, more hall monitors, for instance, and excluding the police out of the school because they feel oppressed in the community.
Well, let me thank you for doing this. I think police in schools in any country, in any society, is a bad idea. First of all, we know that we have some problems in our school, but we believe strongly that those problems are the result of poverty, lack of programs in the school, about people not respecting the value of schools and what they mean to societies. Schools are educational institutions. They need to be safe, but at the same time, if we pay the teachers, enough teachers to be in the school, if we provide social workers, if we make school monitors and other counselors, people that are valuable to the school, people that can impart culture, but the police have a particular role in society. There's a police act that determines what police officers are. Their first job is to make peace in the area and to arrest people that are doing wrong things and bad things, the criminals. If police officers come to the school, they can come when they're invited and talk to the kids and lecture to them and so on in their capacity. But we don't want police officers stationed in the school where they intimidate, just their presence, intimidate the children. And the fact that they are there with guns sends the wrong message. Children who come to our schools here in the Jane Finch actually see this as the last place of a haven. In their homes, the police come and break down their doors. When they are in their backyards in this community, police officers patrol around them and the people are apprehensive about that presence. So I think it's really important that we understand the principle psychologically. If we open that door where police officers have now come into the schools, they're in our community in massive numbers, 43 of them over this last summer. People in this area have pretty well accepted it because they threw their hands up in the air. Even when we decide against this, it's still happening. Now here we have a situation where we clearly told the school trustee, Stephanie Payne, we do not want police officers in our schools in this area. They agreed with us at that time. The TDSB agreed with that principle. But yet, without any further consultation, they decided to do exactly the opposite without coming back to the community. We are saying that there are two items. First of all, the problems we have in the school is because there's a scarcity of resources provided in the school. There need to be more teachers. There need to be more social workers. There's another problem, that is, the kids don't feel that the schools are really providing education instruction the way it ought to. That is, not more than academics, social skills development. How do they become good citizens? How do they understand their community? We need to see that happening within the school system. Even as I read the education ministers coming today and the new director of the school board, Christopher Spence, they're saying that we lack the kind of resources that we need. The fact that children are being turfed out of the schools rather than preparing them for society with skills, with training academically, so that they can go on to post-secondary education. Those things are not happening. But since the zero tolerance rule were turfed out, and we had to do a similar thing to get rid of that.
Yep.
So we turf that out. We want to turf this out.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So
thank you so much, Mr.
But we're going to go to work. We're going to select the people that we need to say we're not going to accept this at all, no matter even if they proceed with it, we're going to turn it around.
Okay.
That's a commitment that I'm making to this from the Jane Finch Concerned Citizens Organization.
Okay. There's no reason why they got to keep the cops at school, right? The teachers mm-hmm. have to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So teachers should be taking care
yeah.
of the issues.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Thank you. Everyone else! What do you think about cops in schools?
The cops in school.
I think that is a wrong approach to deal with the very serious problems in the education system. I think it's very easy so-called solution for the school board. Instead of dealing with the problems that there may be in the structure, curriculum, etc., they rather just bring in an institution as the police that has historically had very bad relations with this community and showed great hostility and a lack of respect for their uniform by basically abusing in many occasions, not in all, of course, the authority that they have, making especially youth feel no trust towards them and feel that they are not part of their safety, but that they are out there to make their life more difficult.
Honestly, I don't think Westview needs cops because our school's not even a bad school. I'm not even lying right now. I've been going to that school for the past 3 years and it's not bad like the way the media makes it seem. It used to be bad like 6 years ago or 7 years ago, but it's not even that bad anymore. So I don't really think our school needs cops.
And what do you think, having cops in the schools, what do you think, how are the students going to feel?
I think the students are going to feel like they're being like threatened, kind of, you know, like the cops are going to be in the hallways all the time patrolling, you know. They see what they do on the street. They're gonna ask the kids questions and stuff like that, and they shouldn't be doing that.
What do you think about cops in schools?
Okay, first of all, I think it's a really bad idea. I think that the TDSB and 31 Division needs to consult with parents and people in the community first.
It's also the Catholic School Board too.
Oh, and Catholic School Board, of course, before they make any decision on it. I think they need to inform parents of the negative and the positive of bringing cops in a school so that parents can choose for themselves if they really want this in their schools.
So what are some of the concerns that you're hearing, or if any, of having cops in schools?
So basically criminalization of youth at a very early age, as we all know, that leads to a whole lot of other issues. So yeah, that's one of the main issues that I've been hearing.
So although the cops are going to be in high schools, it's not public knowledge that these cops are also going to be able to go into the feeder schools. So that means that cops will have access to the middle schools that go into the high schools. So for instance, Jeffries, the police officers have access to Alaya, and if Westview does get the officers, or since they are getting the officers in September, they will have access to Brookview and Oakdale Middle School. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No cops in the schools.
What do you think about cops in schools?
Oh, that is good.
That's good?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's a good thing to have cops in schools?
For secure the children. They have to take care of the children. It's a must. Yeah, because the children need their protection.
So right now they're collecting signatures, trying to bring in more awareness around this issue because the community doesn't even know that there's going to be cops in schools. So what do you think about...
And not about the community, the people, let them know and respect them wrong, see?
So what do you think about more community consultation so the community can be part of the decision making?
I think it's very good for the cops to be around because the violence is no good.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, respect.
Okay. Yes or no, what do you think about cops in schools?
I don't really think that it serves much of a purpose. You know
why is that?
Because the kids are just going to be intimidated going to school for the most part. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're not going to feel comfortable going there. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be a safe environment as is, and when the cops are there, yes, what are they going to be doing out here in the street itself when kids are going to school? You know what I mean? There's a lot of crime happening out here. People only go to school to learn. You know what I mean? It's just a sign of harassment, I think. You know what I mean?
So right now we're getting signatures to bring more awareness and to create a space for community consultation. Mm. So the community is a part of the decision making.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that the community serves a good purpose in that decision because it is something that involves everybody's kid. It's not the cops' kids that are going to be going there. It's going to involve a whole different crowd of people and a whole different ethnic background, and the parents need to be notified and they need to know what's going on, right? So I feel that the community, the fact that they have a mouth in it, that it's actually good.
What do you think about cops in schools?
I think it is so unnecessary. I think they should be doing their job in the community and outside of the school. Because school is a place of education, and that's where we go for education to learn. And when we're finished, we graduate, and we move on to college or university.
So what do you think students will be feeling with police officers in schools?
Well, obviously they're going to feel uncomfortable, and police, well, when I used to go to Emory, it was nothing but problems and just stress, so I think it's not needed really.
What are some of the stories that came out of Emory around cops in schools? Is there anything you're willing to share?
Oh, sure. Well, my ex-boyfriend, Theron, he went to Emory, and, you know, for, like, boys, it's harder for the girls because they don't really do anything with the girls, but for guys, they always check their bags, and they think they're selling drugs or doing all kind of stupidness, you know, and even if you're not, they still harass you regardless. You know, you could just be walking the road, and they'll still harass you.
I think it's a bad idea. I think it's a Band-Aid solution. I went to school in the area myself, and because the government cut backs, by the time I left, we had no sports team, not even basketball, which there was a lot of demand for. But there was also no soap in the washroom because of cutbacks so bad. So I think that maybe the schools need to be funded properly rather than putting police in the schools. And you know, teaching kids that the only reason why you should be good is because you'll get busted if you don't. Maybe we should try to teach children at a young age other reasons to behave and to be a part of the community and all that, and
so,
to learn. Yeah.
So why is it important that the community is a part of the decision making?
Democracy is all I gotta say. It sounds like not a lot of people listen to what the people have to say, and it's always people from above who are making these kind of decisions, and nothing's really, these kind of things don't work, and I think that's the people who are going to have to make it better at the end of the day, because people understand what they face.
There's a big movement sweeping across the city called No Cops, and they've been advocating since last year around this issue GTA-wide, and I'm with Kabir. How are you?
I'm good.
Tell our viewers about No Cops and why you guys were formed.
Sure. So No Cops, it's the newly organized coalition opposed to police in schools. And basically it was formed last year after the decision, the arbitrary, you know, undemocratic decision by the TDSB and the police to put cops in, I think it was around 30 public schools, both Catholic and general. And of course these schools were focused in the priority neighborhoods of Toronto. Schools that have high amounts of racialized youth that come from low-income neighborhoods. And we all know the way that police behave in these neighborhoods on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. They come into these neighborhoods and they, they terrorize these communities. They come in with racist attitudes towards the residents there. And basically they come there to harass and to patrol these areas and to criminalize the youth there. You know, we have the youth in these neighborhoods being criminalized at 13, 14 years of age, already having criminal records. By the time they're adults, they've maybe even served time in jail. And of course, we know that this is not helping these neighborhoods to come out of crime, but in fact, just making it worse. Mm-hmm. And so basically, this is a coalition of teachers, students, parents coming together to just oppose that policy. We know what happened in New York, for example, where there are police in schools. They've been there since, I believe it's been 1993 or 1998.
Mm-hmm. 1998, yeah.
Yeah. And since then, you know, this has become the fifth largest police department in the continent of North America. And they have a similar record of brutality and violence. In many of these high schools, you'll have metal detectors at the door. You'll have police that have the jurisdiction to just like randomly arrest students, brutalize students. In fact, there's been many instances of principals and teachers being arrested by police for defending their students against the violence of police. Yes.
So what are some of the things coming out of TDSB in our schools? What are some of the stories from the students' experiences with the police?
So No Cops has gone to a number of schools, particularly we went to Weston and it's Western Tech. And both those schools, students expressed, the majority of students in the school signed a petition opposing police, demanding that the officer, they call this the Special Resource Officer, SRO, be removed from their school. There were a number of incidents, including students being strip searched in front of, at lunchtime in front of the school. There was incidents of police, for example, pushing, teenage girls, young girls. These are big, men pushing girls, grabbing them by the collars, etc. Students being suspended for talking back to police. I know personally, I go to a school that has police. I won't, mention the names right now, but. And similar instances, it comes down to the fact that the police, normal instances in school that are maybe treated as like a misdemeanor or whatever, students get suspended for a few days. Now with the police there, you're talking about criminal charges, you're talking about the students having criminal records, and the police pushing for harsher sentences for the students.
Mm-hmm. So instead of the school disciplining our students in terms of suspension and school suspensions, looking at those measures, now it's linked to a criminal record.
Exactly, and police having access to student records, right? This is a huge, breach of security. And never mind, we already know the way that schools behave. We have the 40% dropout rate of black youth. We had the study, back when Faulkner Report, the Review of Safe Schools Act, which found that racialized students were suspended or expelled at, rates like 80% of the students expelled in Toronto over a certain period of time were non-white students. So we already know that the schools, even without police, are not really conducive to racialized and marginalized youth. There are already spaces that people are being pushed out of and, being pushed directly from the school into the prison industrial complex without police there. Now that you have police there, it's not only speeding that up, but you know, students are afraid to go to school,
so
right?
So this is furthering the systemic even racism.
Exactly, that already exists.
That already exists.
If it's not as bad as having racist teachers and racist school officials, now you have...
And a curriculum.
Yeah, a curriculum, exactly. You have the police that are representing one of the most, you know, brutal apparatuses of the state that operates in these areas, right?
So give the school power over the children.
Yes.
Then you will find a better community.
Yes. All right.
You will find better children.
Well, what do you think?
But if you don't have any power to rule the children in the home, the teachers don't have power to control the children in the schoolroom,
so then
it's a matter of controlling.
So you have
and one more thing. God bless you guys. You guys are the best. If you guys keeping this up, keep it on.